Hello there, Coach Dave here with you. Very excited to share a Coaching Mastery audio with you. Here's a question for you. Have you ever wondered about how to navigate between drawing out the wisdom of your player and creating awareness by sharing something within yourself? It's a really big question. In a recent Coaching Mastery deep dive, awesome Coach Simone asked me about this, and we had a great conversation about it. Check it out.
Simone, please, go for it. Great to have you here.
Hey, Dave. So, I'm wondering, from your infinite wisdom, just wanted to hear some of your perspective.
Go ahead. I'm glad you just said that infinite wisdom part, because I'm going to talk about infinite wisdom in a moment, but please go ahead.
Well, I kind of wonder sometimes between that fine line of accessing the client's wisdom in creating awareness, really just helping them discover things about themselves and telling them some things that can create awareness, like offering some information or insight that can create some perspective that can create awareness, or really helping them access, like, bam, it's in there, and they, what? I never even knew that was in me.
Yes. It's such a big question. I mean, the question Simone is asking could be like the question. I mean, really, when it comes down to how to be a masterful coach, how you navigate this question really will determine how great of a coach you can become. So it's a really good question. I want to just like highlight, like, if you want to get the debate around coaching down to one question, this is the question. How do you navigate between bringing out the wisdom of your player or client and sharing your own wisdom or wisdom from other places, your own perspective or other perspectives that you know of, that you think would be of value? So that's really the big question. How to navigate that? And that's, I'm going to say, that is stormy water. You know, so as far as like trying to navigate, that is the stormy sea of coaching right there. So it's a really great question. So this is one thing I wanted to throw into the mix about this. You know, there's a question. There's like a fundamental question here. A human question, which is, where does insight come from? That's always been a bit of a mystery to me, and I think it is a mystery. It's like, where does insight come from? Because the thing that I have found is that I can be talking with a player. It could be a new player. It could be a player I've spoken to 100 times. And this still could happen. And what happens is something pops inside of me that I didn't think of before. It wasn't like I'm accessing some information I have. It's more like a pop of like, you know, like, oh, where did that come from? But all of a sudden, there it is. It's in me. And now how do I share it? Do I share it? Is it mine? Is it theirs? Or is it coming from some other place? And it came through me, and it's my duty to share it. You know, not because it's mine, but because it's a gift that just came through, and I'm the delivery person, not the source. And I think that's the thing that gets so clunky about coaching and about, oh, is it, you know, you're not supposed to share your stuff and you're supposed to bring out their stuff. But what if the thing that's popping inside of you was meant for them, but you're the delivery person? And then you don't share it because you think, oh, I'm not supposed to share my stuff, which I don't agree with either, by the way. But even if you even if you did go down the path of like, oh, I'm not really here to share my stuff, I want to bring out their stuff. But what if the thing that's popping inside of you is actually for them? You know what I mean, Simone? It's like, that's a big question.
I love what you're saying, Dave, because I really wholeheartedly have and hold that experience, that there are times that I think we can listen so big and so deep and so into them that we can be the messenger. It's like it may bubble
right.
up inside of them, but it comes through us to be heard, so they can hear it. And
yes.
And I'm so glad I came to this call today, because even if it's just to stand in this with a respected colleague and own a little bit more of my ability to really serve people, that's what I'm really
yes.
getting right now. And
yes.
And it doesn't always, you know, maybe that's not the call you're going to submit for certification or, you know, something at those levels.
I think
when
this
it comes
is a
down
really,
to
yes, it's a big question, Simone. I think that the whole thing around certification and are you giving advice or whatever is ignorant. The whole question, is, you know, that's ignorant of the reality of coaching. If you withhold a message that you were given from the universe just so you can pass a certification, in my mind, the certification process is significantly flawed.
I amen, Brother Dave. Amen.
No, that's not,
to that.
And I've had plenty of debates with my ICF colleagues around this. Simone, I really thank you for asking this question because it's so profound. And just as a little side note, this is something I've been formulating for the last few months. And I don't think it's original to me at all, but I'm sort of formulating this thing called the connected mind. And, you know, when I'm coaching someone, if I'm really connected, if I'm really present, if I'm connected with them, but also connected to, you know, some source, right? Some source of wisdom that I don't know where it is, where it lives, but it's somewhere. And every once in a while, it channels through me. It's like, that's not me giving advice. That's me serving as a messenger from, I don't know, from God, the universe, or something. And it's like, I need to say it. Now, I want to say it in the right timing and with permission and all these good technique things. But to not share it because what if it's mine and I'm sharing my stuff? That's seriously flawed thinking in my mind. It sort of denies this whole existence of the truth we're all tuning into, which is we're all connected, and there's some connected mind thingy happening, and when you're really masterful as a coach, that's what you're really tuning into, and that's our duty, I think.
And I hear you also, what you're really saying then a masterful coach does is just be present. That presence is that primary competence, if we want to go with the ICF competency.
Yes.
But it is
yes.
the primary competence that actually really allows us to partner and to access the connected mind.
That's right. I totally believe that to be true. Exactly. I do think presence is like the master skill. Like that's the master key that unlocks all the doors. Right? That is the truth. And so, and you know, Thomas always said this thing, the answer is somewhere. Like if there's a question, the answer is somewhere. And all that really matters is that your player has an answer that they believe in, that they're ready to experiment with. That's all that matters. Whether it came from them, whether it came from you, or whether it came from the connected mind, that shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter where. It should only matter that the player embraces the idea and is ready to play with it. That's what matters.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're really for our players, that's what matters.
And that really is putting them first.
Exactly. Exactly. So putting your player first sometimes means sharing your idea, right? Putting them first sometimes means being the messenger for something that popped up in you out of the blue. And like I said, sometimes in a great conversation, the player will pop something and say something they've never said before, they've never thought before. And then you're there to be the listener, right? Sometimes you're the one that just needs to be there to hear it. And sometimes what I found is sometimes people say something, they don't even know what they just said. You know, they just said the most amazing thing about themselves or life or their situation, some big aha, and it just comes flying out, maybe in a blur of a bunch of things. And it's like, you're the one who hears it and says, wait, do you know what you just said? Like, that's also part of being present, like you said, like the master skill. Simone, any final thoughts?
Really, a final thought is I feel a shift. I feel a shift of a little something in me just step into my own, owning my own wisdom in a deeper way or more fully. And I really have, and forever grateful for just this little snippet of conversation. So,
so true.
Thanks for your infinite wisdom, Dave. I knew you'd bring it.
You know, it's funny. So, Simone, thank you very much. I'm really grateful you brought this up. This is the best possible thing we could have talked about today in this deep dive. So I'm so grateful to you for bringing it in. Part of what I've really learned as a coach is how to be that messenger. And that's, and maybe I have a gift there, maybe I just was lucky, you know, I don't know. But, you know, one thing, just as a personal story on this, is that, so I would talk to Thomas every day about stuff, and Thomas was always, like, downloading ideas. When I, you know, like, I was the listener, right? That was my job. I was Thomas's muse, really, for the most part, if you really want to know. Like, I was the muse. Like, Thomas would call me up and say, he would ask me, like, what do you think about this? And then I would say, like, two words. And then he would go, yeah, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And so, and then every once in a while I would say, do you realize what you just said? You know, so I was a muse. And so I just experienced that, wow, ideas can really come flying in from somewhere if you're really present. You know, so I got the feeling, you know, that Thomas would call me because I was this sort of open space for him to talk into, kind of connect the dots. But then I also realized how sometimes when I would talk with Thomas, stuff would pop up. Like, I would think something like, whoa, I never thought that before. That's so interesting. And then I would just say it. And then he would go, wow, that's so perfect. And it would, you know, add into what he was doing. And so it was, I just had all so many experiences of this happening that I became able to trust it. And I think that's, Simone, what you're talking about right now is I think we've all had little experiences of it, and then the game is to keep embracing those experiences and trusting those experiences, because that's really our pathway to being a truly masterful coach. And the real challenge of it is it's like, you know, there's so much stuff out in the world about, oh, you know, how to be an expert and how to be a thought leader and, okay, that could be nifty stuff to be, but that's not really the game as a coach. Like, someone hires a coach, yeah, they want the coach to, quote-unquote, know their stuff, but that's just your ticket into the game. The real game is once you kind of know a little bit of stuff that people can have for your credibility, the real game is can you be the most clear channel so that when you're with them and they're with you, amazing stuff pops. And that's about trusting the process and trusting the experience and trusting the universe and trusting all sorts of things that are not necessarily controllable by you. And that's what makes it seem kind of dicey. But if you have many experiences of it, which I was fortunate to have in talking with Thomas, you know, thousands of times, it's like, oh, I can trust this because it's pretty damn reliable. Like, it does really happen a lot if you just trust that it will, I guess, is what I'm saying. So, Simone, thank you again. Brilliant.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found this recording illuminating. You can find more Coach Dave Coaching Mastery audio clips by visiting coachville.com, clicking on the blog button, and then select Coaching Mastery. Remember, life is a game. It is not a job, and every player deserves a great coach.